New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Wes, recently I was talking with a group of whiskey enthusiasts, and they started asking me questions about other WhiskeyTube channel hosts and what I thought about them. And some of them were kind of shocked at my opinion of some of the other channels. So it got me to thinking, maybe I should do an episode about whether or not the other channels are full of shit. So if you want to hear about it, then stick around.
Randy, before we get too far, you know what we got to do first? We got to give a massive shout out because you know what today is? National Thank a Patron Day.
That's every day in my life.
Every freaking day. So we want to thank our faithful patrons. And when those names you see on the screen right now, if you're so jealous at home, you're like, how do these guys get in? How are they in the crew? How are they getting all the benefits of the patron groups? How are they, supporting such a great cause? Well, we're going to tell you all about the great cause and how you can join our Patreon at the end of this video. So stick around to the end for that. And you'll find out.
Yeah. All right. So disclaimers. Okay. First off, when we talk about someone being full of crap, we're talking about opinions, right? Mm-hmm. And whether or not their opinion is a valid opinion. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, and this is the one that people are most curious about, is their persona in alignment with their real personality, or are they kind of a fraud?
Yeah. Are they faking it online?
And so I thought this was interesting because when it comes to bourbon opinions, the analysis of bourbon is relatively new.
Yeah.
Right? Because during the bourbon dark ages and, brands were having a hard time selling whiskey and they're having to basically get you to buy the bottle and you didn't care about the whiskey inside and all that stuff. There wasn't anybody that was like trying to review whiskey and all that stuff, or at least not on a major scale.
Right. That could have helped though.
Right. Maybe. But when you think about like analysis of alcohol, there is a mature category of alcohol that has a universally accepted body that determines when somebody is actually qualified to comment.
Yeah.
Sommeliers, that's right. So, but when you start researching sommeliers, you realize that it's all kind of made up.
Right.
Okay. So basically, the Court of Master Sommeliers was formed in 1977 in England.
Okay.
You know, the world's number one wine production. Now, they're probably the capital of wine consumption.
Right.
But they're not really known for wine production.
It's not like in Napa Valley or France or somewhere.
Right,
like
that shocked me. I assumed it would be in France or Italy or something.
Isn't sommelier a French word or something? It sounds like it.
The word has an origin. It had to do with the person that packed Beast of Burden.
And then
later it was used as the person that made like recommendations in the restaurant. It's actually kind of a interesting, what's it called, etymology or whatever, where you research the history of the word.
Yeah.
But up until they created this, sommelier designation, people who wanted to comment on wine just had to build their personal reputation, and people decided whether or not they trusted them or not.
Yeah.
And now sommeliers are able to kind of rely on the social credit of the reputation associated with the title, right?
Yeah.
And right now, there's no universally accepted whiskey designation, although there are several contenders that are trying to create it. So right now, the whiskey world is just like pre-1977 for wine, where individuals have to build their own reputation. And taste is very subjective.
Right.
And there's all kinds of genetic anomalies. You've heard of the cilantro gene.
Right, yeah, and you've got it, right?
I don't have
cilantro. You have the Flintstone vitamin thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's all these different kinds of, genetic, predispositions that you're born with, and you've got these, like, tasting notes that people are like, what in the world? You're tasting soap out of cilantro?
Right.
And I'm like, no, yeah. So, yeah, I don't understand that at all, because I luckily, don't have that.
Yeah, I would die if I had this lunch. Yeah. I eat Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
Twice a day, almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. So I do have the bitterness gene, though. So people with the bitterness gene typically don't like coffee, dark chocolate, anything that's got a lot of bitter tannins. Mm. You probably aren't going to like that. Mm-hmm. And I have also been told that I am a sulfur super taster.
So super taster.
Have you've heard of Milam and Green?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a distillery here. Mm-hmm. And the Green in Milam and Green is Heather Green. She's the author of a book called Whiskey Distilled, A Populist Guide to the Water of Life. Mm. And one time I was at a tasting with her and she said, hey, do you want to try my sherry finish? And I said, I will, but I'll warn you, sherry finishes usually taste weird to me. And she said, what does it taste like? And I said, well, it tastes like a mushroom or maybe like matches, like if you put a matchstick in your mouth. And she's like, oh, you're a sulfur super taster. And I was like, what's that? She explained it to me. And that's cool. And so it's very common for old world barrels, like sherries and ports that have been shipped to the United States, for me to only taste the sulfites that they put in them to keep them from growing microbes during transit. And other people just can't taste it, right? I've had another example where Lindsay and I went to a Bullet single barrel tasting. I'm actually drinking that Bullet right now, the one that got picked. But there was a second contender that didn't get picked, and Lindsay and I were the only ones in the room that thought that it tasted like potting soil.
Right.
And everyone else is like, what are you talking about? This is amazing. And actually, somebody else that was at that tasting got that barrel for a different purpose because they thought it tasted so good. And they even blinded us, sent Lindsay and I out. We walked back in. We smelled the two glasses, this one and the other one. And we were like, we don't need to taste it. That's the one that's dirt, right? Yeah. And so there's all kinds of genetic things that cause people to have a different sensory experience, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got like just the way that you grew up and experiences that you had that influence your palate. Like Fred Minnick is always talking about marzipan and Jackie Zichin is always talking about heliotrope. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people haven't had experiences with those things, right? So the other thing, and this is, I think, why people ask the question, like, are these people full of shit, is because sometimes tasting notes can be used to educate the listener of the tasting notes, and sometimes it can be used to elevate the taster,
right?
So you might be saying, like, all of these, like, esoteric kinds of things because you want to seem like
what
you're...
What was it, Indian...
Indian nutmeg. I made that up. East nutmeg. I don't even know if they make nutmeg in East India, but I was just trying to be silly. So the short answer is that these people that you're seeing online, they might be full of shit. And for somebody else, they might be full of wisdom, right? It's because their palate may be so different from yours. So what I recommend you do with regard to someone's opinion of how whiskey tastes is watch some reviews that they did of something that you're extremely familiar with, and if their tasting notes align with your experience, it's likely that you can trust them when they're giving you review notes on something you have not tasted.
Right, yeah, great idea. We all have some whiskey YouTubers or just fellow whiskey men and women that we've tasted with, or we've heard their tasting notes and we pick up the same things. And it's not because we're trying to be like them or we're like, we don't know what to say, but we genuinely are tasting what they're tasting. And we've kind of decided, our palates are aligned. So anything you recommend, I'm probably going to pick up, you know? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass. Mm-hmm. And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it, nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. Now let's talk about the other one that people are probably more interested in, and that's whether or not people's personas are fake.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I've been lucky enough to interact with many of the other whiskey content creators, and I've learned that some people in the whiskey world, or just in life in general, are predisposed to something I call assuming negative intent.
Okay.
And what happens when you're assuming negative intent is you get a bit of information about a person and your brain is able to extrapolate an entire explanation that assumes negative intent, and you interpret that thing totally negatively and you see that person as a negative person in a negative light.
Yep.
And that is a problem for somebody like me who's not a celebrity, but now all of a sudden I'm putting this content out and I'm exposing myself to individuals that assume negative intent to be able to hear what I'm saying and go, you know, people have said terrible things about me. Right. Like, he's the only reason he does this is he's trying to find a way to profit off of his brother's suicide. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that is a major mental leap for you. Right. And I feel like if you just sat down with me and we had a drink together, you would not be assuming things like that about me, right?
Yeah.
Or you'd think like, oh, this guy deserves an Oscar. He's the best actor in the world, you know, to be able to hide all that evil whenever you're face to face, right?
Yeah.
So I have found that in my interactions with other content creators that they have been surprisingly accessible and also willing to help.
Yeah.
Now, a few of them have snubbed me.
Yeah.
Whenever I have reached out to them and they've decided not to respond for whatever reason. But I understand that people are busy and some people have had those negative experiences of interacting with other individuals and they may decide, hey, I'm not going to respond to this type of stuff because it hasn't worked out for me in the past or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to be hateful towards any of those channels that I've reached out to for whatever reason and they've ignored me.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, they are the exception and not the rule.
Right. Yeah. There have been some great ones who have responded, right?
And we've had absolutely. I've had zero negative experiences with anybody who I actually interacted with.
Right.
So you went up. Jason from Mash and Drum literally invited us into his house.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Matt from ADHD Whiskey one time apologized to me for not responding to a text message.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I know how busy that guy is. Trenton from SOB Drinks has been a pleasure to interact with. Kenny and Ryan from Bourbon Pursuit are shockingly humble. Mm-hmm. Like, they're some of my heroes. Like, they educated me when I was getting into the whiskey game.
Yeah.
And I've literally gone to their distillery and hung out with them and hung out with them at other places.
Yeah.
And they treat everybody like they're an equal, even if you're not a content creator, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, holy crap, these guys are real. Dan and Sean from Bourbon Junkies, you know, their personality is like your friends and it's like your old high school buddies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just instant connection. Daniel Whittington from Whiskey Vault and formerly from Whiskey Tribe is just a wealth of knowledge, and he's always been willing to help.
Yeah.
But I did want to deal with Fred Minnick separately.
Okay.
Okay. And the reason for that is if you guys are familiar with Fred Minnick's content, he often wears an ascot. And he does so because Peggy No Stevens of the famed No family, who has been a consultant for many distilleries and kind of a mentor to Fred, recommended to him early on in his career that he have something that would, you know, help people remember him and distinguish him from other people.
Yeah.
And she was the one that encouraged him to wear the ascot.
Cool.
Okay. And so now that's kind of become his thing.
Yeah.
Right. But what
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But a lot of people don't know is Fred was already an accomplished author before he ever started messing with whiskey. Mm-hmm. And his backstory is kind of a heartbreaking one. He served in the military, and when he got out, he had PTSD. And part of his counseling was that he needed to get extremely focused on sensory experiences when he's in public places so that he doesn't have an anxiety attack. Mm, wow. And so through that process, he became a very accomplished wine writer. And later, because of where he's from and his interest in whiskey, he switched over to whiskey. So his vocabulary is a little bit broader than mine and most. He uses fancy words. He has more sophisticated tasting notes. Mm-hmm. But coming from the wine world, that's more normal, right? And his appearance kind of makes him a target. Yeah. Because he does have this look, this, you know, ascot. And so if you're one of the ones that I call like a whiskey elitist and you want to gatekeep and say like, no, I'm the only one that knows. When somebody like Fred Minnick comes along and has a look and they are encouraging younger, you know, newer whiskey enthusiasts, like, you're just as good as everyone else.
Right.
Those whiskey elitists want to attack that.
Yeah.
And they want to go, no, I gatekeep. I'm the one that tells you when you're enough.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
And you can't listen to him because he has this look and he does this and he says things this way. Mm-hmm. And so it's real easy for those people to attack him. And then the followers of the elitists start to adopt that opinion of him and perpetuate that. Mm-hmm. And when I first got started as a content creator, I created a piece called Vodka and Why It Sucks. Because when I started learning about the different spirit classes and I read the TTB standards of identity, I realized like there can be no such thing as premium vodka. It would be against the law to call it vodka if it was.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I released this piece and dude, I got lambasted.
Wow.
When I published it, and it was in a group, I won't say the name. But all these people started attacking me. And in reality, they were people that didn't know what they were talking about. But they had probably spent a premium amount of money for what they thought was premium vodka. And I basically told them that they had made a mistake.
Yeah.
So then they had to destroy me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fred came to my defense.
Yeah.
He ended up giving me his personal cell phone number.
Wow. Awesome.
And when I first started getting a little bit of attention on the show, I got the opportunity to interview Fred one time. And I was really struggling. Because all of the negative feedback and all the negative comments, like, I didn't know how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in my mind, I'm like, I'm just a nice guy that's out there trying to help people have fun and get connected and prevent suicide. And now there's all these people who hate me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he spent time with me. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I was talking with him, he shared some very personal information with me that not only was very encouraging, but it was so personal that when we got done recording, he said, hey, let me talk with my wife before you publish that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to control your content, but
yeah.
I said some things that also give information about my family, and I want to make sure my wife's okay with that. And I was like, no, I'll delete it.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm not trying to tell you. And I said, look, that part was just for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So Fred Minnick is 100% legit.
Yeah.
And I've had the personal interactions to know that, okay? Now, all that having been said, you and I did produce a commercial.
Sure.
Yeah. To advertise the Bourbon Real Talk
Whiskey Aroma Kit.
We finally produced one with the logo upside down so that when we open the box, y'all can see the logo the right way. During the commercial, Lindsay had this idea that we wanted to make sure that everybody understood that there's no gatekeeping in whiskey, mm-hmm. and that you don't have to have all these sophisticated tasting notes and that you can develop your palate no matter where you're at.
Right. Yeah.
And so I was supposed to play the part of a person that kind of seemed pretentious. I had a smoking jacket on. I was holding a cigar. I was giving like ridiculous tasting notes.
Yep.
And as we were putting all this together, Wes is very creative. So Wes was like, hey, do you have a smoking jacket? And I was like, no.
I got a bathrobe.
I said, but Lindsay's bathrobe kind of looks like a smoking jacket. So if you ever see the commercial, you notice the sleeves only come down to here. It's because it was Lindsay's bathrobe. It wasn't a smoking jacket. And then last second, we always have these lint-free rags that are right here for us to clean our glasses. And what'd you do?
I was like, that would make a good like ascot looking, make you look fancy and
right.
Refined.
Did you know that Fred Minnick was known for wearing ascots?
Honestly, and this is going to make me sound terrible, like a terrible person. And I mean, I haven't watched a whole lot of Fred's stuff, so I don't really know the whole persona bravado thing that he's got going on, or at least is, found his niche in. But no, I didn't know anything about.
You just thought ascots. Like let's add to this look.
I just wanted you to look as snooty as possible,
right?
And that to me added to the outfit.
And so it was a last minute decision. I regret having added the ascot. Many people commented that they thought that I was like literally they just go shots fired. Shots fired at Fred Minnick. And I'm like, no. Fred is one of my idols. Right. He's also been a great help to me. So Fred, if you see this, I apologize. I meant no, like I was not trying to throw shade. Yeah. You are one of the people who inspired me to do what it is that I do, and I love you. Yeah. Okay, so in conclusion, whiskey opinions, you can take them, you can leave them, find somebody you can agree with, and then you can roll with that on an ongoing basis. With regard to personas, I can honestly say there's zero reason to believe that anybody isn't exactly who they say they are online. Yeah. All of my interactions have indicated to me that people are legit and they have good intent and they do want to build connection and community around whiskey just like I do. And so, you know, just find somebody you vibe with and assume positive intent. Don't spread negative information about people that you don't have direct knowledge of.
Yeah. And I mean, this is from my perspective, since my faith and the church is a big part of my life, I kind of view the whiskey world the same as I view the church. Mm-hmm. Like you need people from all different walks of life who are going to appeal to all different types of people. That's the beautiful thing about creation is that we're all made differently on purpose, not so that we can appeal to everyone, but so that we can appeal to those people who need us to appeal to them. Mm-hmm. And I find the whiskey community to be the same thing. Like there's an audience that just absolutely loves everything about Fred Minnick. I'm Randy's in that audience. I have no problems with Fred. I think his content's incredible. But there's going to be people who don't resonate with that, where they just don't feel like, okay, I can't really vibe up with this guy, and they're going to fit in with somebody else, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing is there's plenty of whiskey enthusiasts to go around. Like there's tons of resources and there's tons of people. Mm-hmm. And so don't hate on someone just because you don't particularly find their information or their channel appealing to you, because they are appealing to someone. And they're also putting their hard work and time into this.
Yep.
From YouTubers ourselves, guys, I come over here to Randy's house, to the studio here once every 6 weeks or so, 5 or 6 weeks. And we spend an entire day here recording, and he spends even countless more hours writing scripts, researching, reviewing the scripts. We brainstorm, we're talking. That's a lot of time commitment to do for you guys, really.
Yeah.
And so I would steer clear of hating on anyone who's bold enough to put their information out on the internet. And also, second, has spent their hard time and energy and efforts to try to put out content that's going to reach at least one person. And so that's my take on it.
And resources. I mean, this podcast lost money for its first 4 years, I think. Right. So, all right, let's give away some whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. So because there's no whiskey specifically associated with this topic, and I own my own brand, I figured I'd just give a Prideful Goat sample pack out.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the 6-year bourbon, 6-year rye, 8-year rye, 12-year rye, which is new.
Wow.
The rum finish rye, which was a one-time only release and is all sold out.
And should we give a ascot slash
Yeah, let's do that.
Towel.
Yeah, yeah. And then the 15-year bourbon. So awesome. There's going to be 5 winners. You're going to get 1 ounce each of the releases, plus a Bourbon Real Talk official
commercial ascot. That might have been the one you wore in the commercial.
It could have been. It was one of the ones that was in here. Remember that time
I wore the Whiskey Wife shirt on a commercial and we auctioned it off for like $12 million?
Yeah, it wasn't $12 million, but we made some money on that bad boy.
We could do that with this.
We could do that,
But somebody's going to get that. Just don't use it to hate on Fred, because that's not the intention.
That's not the intent.
That's really to clean your glasses. But
that's right.
If you want to enter this giveaway, it's super easy, guys. You just need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and then ring the bell for notifications. You want to do that because in every episode we give away whiskey, and it's good whiskey. So you can save yourself time, money, effort, and just get free whiskey in the mail from us. Mm-hmm. So ring the bell. And then you want to fill out the web form that's in the description below. It'll take you to a link. It's all secured information. We're not going to sell your information or use it to blast you out with a bunch of spam crap. We're going to use it to run the randomizer so that we can see if you are a winner. And we are going to choose our winner at random, and we'll post those results online as well for accountability. So make sure that you go and subscribe and like and ring the bell and enter the giveaway.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to support this channel, you can do so by checking out our Patreon. We got a lot of member benefits out there. It's not just a one-way street.
Yeah.
There is bonus content. We have some special offers. We do these awesome curated trips called distillery takeovers. Mm-hmm. We have single barrel releases. We do some in-person meetups as I travel around for the Prideful Goat and other things. We do monthly virtual meetups online and kind of do an online bottle share. You get discounts on merch and the satisfaction of knowing you're supporting this channel and its mission.
Speaking of its mission, we'll get to that in a minute, but the merch is incredible. So if you haven't been to bourbonrealtalk.com, you need to go over there. It's all whiskey stuff for whiskey lovers that's designed and curated by whiskey lovers. Yeah. So you're not going to find any little cheap tchotchkes on there that a real whiskey enthusiast would not really want or need. Yeah. It's all the good stuff. We've got glasses. We've got apparel. We've got lanyards for your glints. We've got toppers. We've got aroma kits. We've got storage kits. There's tons of resources there for you. So go check out bourbonrealtalk.com.
And last but not least, this channel has been subsidized by my real estate business. I mentioned that we lost money about the first 4 years. Yeah. So another way you can support me is by considering me for your real estate needs in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. I'm a residential real estate agent, and I do give epic closing gifts in the form of allocated whiskey.
Yeah, you know, some realtors out there, they give you a cutting board.
Mm-hmm. No, forget that.
And they give you a gift card to some steakhouse you never want to go to. Mm-hmm. But this guy... No, I'm going to give you a $1,000 bottle of whiskey
that
you definitely want to have.
So. Yeah, we give away some epic bottles.
Yeah.
All right. So if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd love to tell you a little bit about why we do what we do, and that is to bring people together around whiskey. Whiskey has an amazing way of creating connections, and that's something that's important to me because I lost my younger brother to suicide, and he had started to lose some of those social connections that keep people bound to this earth, and I wanted to use whiskey to help you get connected to others so that you didn't have to feel the way my brother did. Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of other benefits outside of mental health of having these kinds of connections, and we found that whiskey can do that, but to make those connections, you do have to have a forum, and we saw that a lot of forums had trolls and hateful comments. And we wanted to create a space that was devoid of all of that. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook enthusiast community. You can get in there. It's absolutely free. There's great things going on. And we don't allow any of that troll behavior.
Yeah.
We also were able to parlay that into starting a suicide prevention nonprofit called LiveStayProject.org,
right,
which is very exciting. And all that's administered inside of the BRT family. Mm-hmm. But those trolls also taught us, not only did we need a forum, but they taught us that if they can hate online, we can love online.
Absolutely.
And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning, you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Of what you have on your e-commerce site, I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.